There was a shout from the field. One of the tornadoes had just missed scoring a goal. Twisters and tornadoes are the same thing, you know, Isabel offered. She had recently moved here from Michigan, where they actually had some seriously big storms. Twisters were one of the only things about the Midwest that Isabel didn't miss. Watching a house fly off its foundation and spin around in the air was a pretty scary sight. Isabel shuddered as she thought about some of the news pictures she had seen. I don't think I ever want to see a twister. I mean, it's kind of fun in the movies, but in real life, no thank you, said Maeve, handing their adopted little mutt Marty to Isabel. The Beacon Street girls were taking turns passing Marty back and forth among them like a football. Not only did he seem to enjoy the attention, but cuddling with Marty was helping them all stay warmer. He was like a little heating pad. Everyone was glad that Avery had insisted they bring Marty to the game. If the truth be told, no one was too thrilled to be watching fourth graders play soccer. I mean, if somebody's sister was playing, this might be sort of interesting, said Charlotte. Simultaneously, the girls looked at one another, and as if they had some kind of immediate psychic connection, all said at the same time, Nah. Of course, that set off another round of giggles. No, they were there because their buddy Avery was reffing. You gotta be loyal to your friends, said Katani, when Maeve first complained that it would be too cold. We would go and see you dance, Maeve, so we have to support Avery, too. Well, at least it got me out of cleaning my room, Maeve grinned. My mother said loyalty to friends was more important than cleaning the Maeve toxic waste dump. She did a perfect imitation of her mother's New York accent. Look at how completely cutified he is, Isabel said, hugging Marty for warmth. He is just a major charm ball and so adorable, Maeve agreed. I love those words, cutified and charm ball. I think we should make them official BSG words. I think I'm going to start a BSG dictionary, mused Charlotte, who loved everything to do with being a writer. Maeve, Katani, and Isabel all looked at Charlotte with amusement. I think you should call it Word Nerd, offered Maeve. That works for me, laughed Charlotte. I think Marty just smiled at you, Katani said. No way, Isabel laughed. He did, I swear, Katani said. See, he just did it again. The corners of Marty's mouth were turned up in what looked like a grin. They all laughed, glad the little guy was there. Avery had said Marty needed to get out more. She didn't want him becoming a couch potato. And Marty seemed to think it was fine weather, great weather, in fact. But then again, he had a fur coat, lucky little dude. It was funny the way the girls always thought they knew what Marty was thinking. Avery, who had been reading up on the subject, said all pet owners give their pets human qualities. But she said that Marty was different from any normal pet. As people in the stands jumped up to see what was going on, Marty jumped up too. Marty was the kind of dog that thought he was a person. You could just tell from the way he looked when someone tried to tell him what to do. It was as if he was saying, Dude, I'm in charge here. He was definitely a small dog, big personality kind of mutt. Great Danes, stay away. I think Mr. Marte is a big soccer fan. Look how closely he's watching all the plays, Charlotte said, laughing. Having lived in Paris for a year, Charlotte liked to Frenchify Marty's name. She thought it gave him panache. That was another of Charlotte's favorite words. She said panache was so much cooler to say than style. Marty heard his name and took a running leap into Charlotte's lap. Isabel saw the surprised look on Charlotte's face and started to giggle. I guess he's decided it's your turn to hold him, she said. Marty started snuffling around in Charlotte's pockets, looking for treats. All gone, Charlotte said to Marty, but that didn't stop him. Instead, his little legs started digging at Charlotte's pants at warp speed. This set off another round of hysterical giggles. He looked so funny scratching around for non-existent treats.